We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
I was at a friend's Christmas gathering where it was hosted at a couple's house where there was like a white elephant, you know, little ugly Christmas ornament type exchange thing that happened. And then the woman, the girlfriend who lived there said, I want to open one of my real presents. Little Chardonnay, whatever.
Little liquid courage.
So her boyfriend responds with, you got to open one yesterday. And she goes, I know, 12 days of Christmas. Ah, it was funny. Everybody laughed until she opened the present.
Oh, so he let her open one?
Yeah.
Okay.
She picked it out from under the tree where they had all their, they're one of those prepared families where they're not wrapping stuff on Christmas Eve looking for some bows that match. Uh-uh. They were all decorated and boxes were all under the tree a week ago. So you could enjoy what a tree with gifts under it looks like. Whatever. So
doesn't happen in my house either. Definitely
so,
not.
So she goes and picks out a box, unwraps it, and opens up a beautiful, thin gold, like, chain bracelet with, I'm sure there's a name for it, but, like, with little stones maybe about a half inch apart all the way around.
Like, oh, little, pretty.
Little, like, diamond baguette-looking thingies or whatever all the way around, right?
Pretty.
So pretty. And then she said, she looked at her boyfriend and said, what's up with this? And he said, what do you mean? And then she pulled her sleeve up, and it was the same exact bracelet that she opened the day before.
So he got her too?
Well, that's kind of what everybody in the room thought, until he bumbled his way through the explanation, and everybody at the same time started to realize that he bought two identical gifts for two different people.
Oh.
So rather than just say, oh, my God, I forgot, like, think on his feet or whatever. Oh, my God, I forgot. I bought you that twice. Instead, he goes, how did two of them get under there?
Oh, no.
Okay. Did you have that one? And she's like, no, I opened this one yesterday at dinner with your brother and sister-in-law. And he's like, but how did it get under the tree wrapped again? And she's like, it didn't. It's the second one. And then as that's happening, the entire room starts to realize that he's an idiot. He bought two gifts for two different women and couldn't
bumble his way out. So does it dawn on her?
Oh, yeah.
As it dawns on the rest of the room?
Yeah, I think it dawned on her immediately. Like the second she opened it up and she was like, she's like, why are there two of these? And I think it hit her immediately. The rest of us were like, oh, what a dummy. He bought the same gift he forgot he bought it for. And then as he fumbled his way through it,
it
washed over everybody.
Oh, there's another woman.
I'd have been grabbing Christmas trees, throwing them on, ornaments everywhere. Ooh.
What did she do?
She said, something along the lines of like, well, I like this one too, but like very coolly. And he's like, I don't know how that happened. I really don't know how that happened. The party broke up probably less than 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
And the entirety of that 30 minutes, he just went from person to person going, I mean, how does that happen? Like how?
He just kept digging the hole.
Couldn't stop it while she's like in the kitchen with two girlfriends, you know.
Sobbing into her fourth wine.
Oh, no, she wasn't sobbing.
No, you casually, slowly scrubbing each dish.
Yeah, that's what she was doing.
For the second everyone leaves.
Yep.
What she was going to say and do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is so awkward.
Did I win?
I don't think you did. I actually think that I have the most awkward gift exchange story ever.
How can you beat that?
It's like, a silent awkward. I'll explain. 3 minutes away, Jeff and Jen Show.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
I think I can beat the most awkward gift exchange story ever that you just told.
Okay. I really think I can beat it.
All right.
All right, so here's this situation. Very similar situation where it is like a group holiday party.
Yep.
Okay, so it's Christmas Eve. Everybody's getting together. The food's all over, doing the white elephant thing. You know, everybody having a great time, enjoying the wine. And then there are some friends of ours that are dating each other. So girlfriend, boyfriend. And he sort of stops everything, stops down, you know, record scratch. Everybody, you know, gather around because I really want her to open this gift in front of everyone. So everyone's like, okay, cool.
So this is outside of the white elephant. The white elephant's done.
Yeah, white elephant's done. Like, everybody's kind of moved on from the appetizer. The meatballs, Swedish meatballs are done.
Right.
Like, everybody's moved on to the Christmas cookies and the, you know, cakes and pies and stuff. And it's about that time. And so he pulls out this box. It's a looks like it's got a winter coat wrapped in it, like larger than a shirt box. But, you know, maybe like something a wedding dress could fit into when you preserve it or something.
Okay.
About that big. Okay. And it's all wrapped up and wants her to open it. So nobody's really thinking of anything like, oh, this is sweet. So they sit down and she opens the big box. And then inside it is another wrapped box. So she unwraps that one to find a smaller box that's wrapped.
Okay.
So it goes smaller.
Oh, God. You know what? I don't know
and
who this
smaller.
I don't know who this person is, but it was like a group gathering, a friend's party, and he stopped the party for this.
Yes.
He already bugs me.
So everyone's like, wait a second. Like, you know, at first it's kind of like still chatting and like, you know, having their drinks and that kind of a thing. And then after the third box gets opened, it starts getting quieter and everybody's real focused on what's going to be in this box. So she goes further and further and further. I think we're about six boxes in when everyone starts cutting eyes at each other. And the anticipation is building. Like, oh, this is about to go down. Like, he's about to propose.
Oh,
like,
so he starts with a winter coat box, and he's getting to a ring box is what now everybody realizes.
Yep.
Okay.
So it finally
doesn't make me like him anymore, but now I understand a little bit.
It gets down to the ring box, and she opens it up, and we're all waiting for this beautiful moment with the twinkling lights, and everybody's like ready to say congratulations. And it's an artistic ring. And he says, don't you remember? This is your favorite artist that we saw like at some festival years ago. And it's this kind of, I think filigree is like the right name for it, but a sort of twisty, twiny vines that go up.
I think the right name for it is not engagement.
It is not an engagement ring, but it is a ring. And she puts it on, and everyone's look is like panic. Like, what?
Is the guy aware at all of the turmoil and anxiety in the room?
Not at all.
Is she aware of the turmoil and anxiety in the room?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
Oh.
She's fully aware that this whole room thought she was about to get engaged in front of everyone, and it was going to be her big moment, all captured. I mean, people are even pulling out their phones, getting ready to record it. And it was an artistic ring, and he was real proud that he had remembered one of her favorite artists. And she was like, I love it. Thanks, honey. It's beautiful. Oh. You're really sweet and thoughtful.
What
love you. Kiss each other. And the party disperses like a whole bunch of like roaches back underneath the cabinet.
They flip the lights on.
Like everybody's running around like, okay, do something else. Talk about something else. Okay, so back to your neighbor. Blah,
all right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, Jen, question.
Awkward.
Was your husband Grant at that party?
Yeah.
All right, somebody, a man, needs to pull that dude aside.
Yes.
And be like, bro.
Be like, dude, you cannot do that. He was clueless.
Do not give a ring box on Christmas Eve unless there's or Christmas Day. We talked about it before break. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, number one days for proposals.
And even if it's earrings, like it needs to be in a bracelet box, right? Like it's got to be in a necklace box or a bracelet box or something that is not a ring box.
But he went even further and did the ring box and the ring, just not a diamond ring. Mm. Who wins?
That is a lot of awkward in two Christmases.
I feel like that's they're just equally awkward.
Terrible, right?
Like, your friend, Jeff, found out that she's potentially like a side piece, or the dude has a side piece. And then your friend thought she was going to get engaged, Jen. The guy stops the party to make it a moment, mm-hmm. just essentially to tell everybody, I remembered something that she liked. Like, terrible.
We're not engaged, but I remember things.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.